Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
By the way, just get ready to buckle up.
I'm always buckled up, man.
Energetic guest we always have.
And joining us right now, the founder and CEO of Fanatics, Michael Rubin, with Fanatics Fest coming back to the Javits Center in New York City, of course, June 20th through the 22nd, even bigger and better. And we're going to be there broadcasting live, Evan and Tiki, BT and Sal all weekend. Michael, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning to you. Glad to be here.
You know, last year you came in here, you were talking about Fanatics Fest, your dream, and what it was going to be like, and nobody really knew. And I was just telling you off the
including
air.
Including me, by the way.
I know, exactly. You were worried about it. And I told you that I had at least 10 or 20 of my buddies brought their kids to Fanatics Fest. They had a great time, and it turned out to be a huge success. And now this year, twice as big, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to go for it and see what happens. And there had never been a sports festival. I mean, as we know, there's tons of music festivals. There's tons of trading card shows, but there's Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. But when I saw all those things, I'm like, why does this not exist in sports? And the answer is there's probably not another company that could bring everyone together the way we do. And we work with 5,000 different athletes that work with Fanatics that sign memorabilia for us, do trading cards, work with us in our core apparel business, and we work with all the different sports properties. So I think we were really the only company that could bring all the sports properties together, all the players together. And so last year we just kind of went for it and said, like, there's a big idea, let's see what happens. And I had no idea. Like, I remember being on here, like, kind of, you know, not scared because I don't really have fear, but more or less like, I don't know, are people going to show up, not show up? We didn't really sell any tickets.
And plus, it was in August, too,
right,
by the way.
By the depth of August. And it was, I mean, we had, like, at the time I started promoting it hard, like, the week before, maybe we had sold 10,000 tickets. We had 70,000 people show up.
Yeah.
And 70,000 of the best sports fans in the world. And we had all the big sports properties show up. The NFL, the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, WWE, UFC, with incredible activations. And then we had so many big athletes show up, but this year it's going to be, I mean, many times what last year was. I mean, we've got this year LeBron James coming, Victor Wembanyama, you know, Kevin Durant's coming back, James Harden. We moved it till June so that we could have active NFL players. Last year it was in August, so people mm-hmm. were in preseason. This year we've got Jaden Daniels coming, Caleb Williams, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud,
I can't even think of the freaking logistics to pull this thing off, man. I mean, your company's got to be buzzing right now.
Yeah, well, I don't think people, you know, when we came up with this idea, I'm not sure people were thrilled with the idea. They're like, what is this going to mean? But honestly, when you see how much sports fans love it, it's like, and this is a give, like, we lost $15 million doing this last year, but it's just great marketing for our company. Mm-hmm. It's a great give back to fans. I remember meeting someone who came in, and there was a great-grandfather, father and son who came in together, and they were, like, in tears just saying what this meant to them, and to see people of all different ages and, you know, types and just fans from around the world. It was truly incredible. And it's like, I just wish as a kid I got to do something like this, because it's like, you just see, like, I remember watching Tom Brady passing footballs to kids, and I remember Gronk, who acts like a kid, which was amazing, you know, playing hockey and all the different sports, and then just seeing, like, some of my friends come and bringing their kids and what a great time they had. And this year, I don't know if you know, we're doing the Fanatics Games.
So I was going to ask you, you have the Fanatics Games, so 50 celebrities, 50 athletes, and 50 fans, is that right?
Yeah, so the real thing we wanted to do was, how do we get everyone to kind of go to each of the different, you know, league activation? This year, by the way, in addition to the leagues I named, we also have coming for the first time this year, F1, Premier League, FIFA, USTA, Nike, Dick's Sporting Goods, in addition to all the other sports that were there last year. So how do we get all these people to rotate through? So I started calling people and like, yo, like, what do you think? Can you check out some of the different league activations? People are like, yeah, but I could tell they weren't like really feeling it. So I'm like, what do we do to get everyone to go through? And someone actually pitched me, they're like, why don't you do like an Olympic-style games? I'm like, well, how would that work? They're like, just make like a competition. I'm like, so they're like, just come up with a big prize. I'm like, how about if we give $1 million cash to the winner? So
yeah, about that.
By the way, that changed everything. So basically the way it's going to work, there's eight games. There's a throwing competition for football. I think you do pretty well at that, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate
10 yards. 20 yards,
yes.
5 balls to 10 yards, 5 balls to 20 yards, 1 money ball, 30 yards, throwing competition. And now it's going to be stacked for the quarterbacks. You got Brady in this, Jaden Daniels, you got CJ Stroud. Although Micah Parsons keeps calling me, no one talks more smack than Micah.
Oh, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Micah's calling me saying, I'm taking the bag home, okay? then you've got a basketball shooting competition. You've got a baseball throwing accuracy competition. You've got a hockey, how many pucks can get into the washers and dryers. You've got a WWE walkout competition. You've got a UFC punching competition. You've got to wear gloves so no one hurts their hand. You got a golf closest to the tee. And then you've got a FIFA kicking accuracy competition. You take the 8 scores, you drop your worst 2. So whatever the 2 you do worse and you drop. And then you take the 6 best. Okay? And then you average them together to get a winner. So there's 50 athletes, celebrities, artists, biggest people in the world. I mean, Brady, you know, KD, James Harden. You know, by the way, Drewski's doing it, DJ Khaled, Kevin Hart, some of these guys I could beat, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying. And by the way, I'm not very athletic, as we all know. And then you've got 50 fans. And some, I think, I mean, our dream is that fan wins. Like, we're dying.
Oh, sure.
For,
oh, yeah. Sure.
We're dying awesome. For a fan to win. But all the smack that athletes talk, people are just like training.
How will those fans be able to register for this particular activation?
Yes. Yeah, so you go to Fanatics Fest. Where you make a social piece of content and you say why we should pick you, okay? And there's been some incredible piece of content, people showing themselves doing the different sports, why they can win this. And we're looking for the 50 people that we think are going to be the most additive to the competition. And we do this, we pair people up like 2 at a time to go through, kind of like in golf. You compete on your own, but you're kind of paired. Now, I did have a special request last week from DJ Khaled. He said he could beat Tom Brady in every sport other than football. That was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. He made a video. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was pretty incredible. And he said how he was going to smoke Tom Brady. Tom's response was, that guy's going to need an ambulance when I'm done with him. So there's a lot of smack being talked right now. But look, we need the best fans in the world. We got like another week that fans can apply. Just go to the Fanatics Fest website. All you got to do is have a ticket. I think tickets are $60 or $70. They're very inexpensive. Apply for this, and we're going to pick the best 50 fans, and we're rooting for the fans. So there's 3 prizes. First prize gets $1 million in cash. Take it home in cash, a bag of cash. We'll get some security, get out of there Sunday afternoon. Second prize is a $500,000 Ferrari, brand new. Third prize is a $250,000 valued 2003 LeBron James Topps rookie card. So it's 3 prizes.
Jeez.
We're going to show all 3 prizes the entire time. So when you guys are there, you see these prizes.
Awesome.
And, you know, our dream is that it's going to be a very athletic fan and not some smack-talking friend of mine.
Fanatics Fest, June 20th through the 22nd. The VIP tickets quickly sold out, but general admission tickets are still available, but moving fast. And the Fanatics game is another wrinkle to this that makes it incredible. And the lineup is just insane. Everybody you could possibly imagine that you'd want to see will be there, including LeBron James this year. Which one of these guys is the biggest pain in the ass to you? You say these people got they're calling you all the time. Is it Micah Parsons?
No, I'm gonna say it's this guy sitting to my left. His name is Boomer. He says I can't. You know, I'm too big time to come. Yeah, you don't need me. I'm too busy. I'm not available. Like, New York's royalty is too big time for me to come. Like, what's going on? What do you think about this? By the way, you're making excuses about some wedding anniversary.
Yeah, it is my 10th wedding anniversary on June 20th.
You should celebrate it. We will do something special for you at Fanatic Express. Bring your wife and say, like, babe, you signed up for this.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's where you should celebrate.
Who would she want to meet? Maybe LeBron. That would be
a
good one.
She might leave you, by the way. Could be 10 years.
Great, Michael.
Could be like 10 years.
That would be perfect.
You're out.
Now we're talking. Kevin Costner, she would probably be interested in that. Yeah, we'll figure something out. But, I mean, Boomer's really the one. I mean, like, you know, I'm showing up there as a fan. I mean, Boomer should get involved in the Fanatics games, for crying out loud. Great guy. Golfer, hockey player, football, played basketball in high school. If anybody's going to win the Fanatics games, it's going to be the well-rounded Boomer Esiason.
Not at my age.
Boomer, how are you feeling? Do you think you had a chance at your age?
Not at my age. I'm realistic.
He's got good awareness.
Yes, I do. Well, very good awareness. And one of the things that I am aware about is this thing that you got called 27 rings, where you guys are rehashing all these great Yankees, and you're bringing all these great Yankees together?
Yeah, we have. Yes. So one of the things that we like to do at Fanatics Fest is have so many different tracks of incredible content. So we have like a main stage where like 3,500 people come to watch content. There's, you know, each hour there's incredible programming. Then there's a center stage, and then there's four different podcast stages there. So we're going to have, I think, 70 podcasts that are going to be live from there over the 3 days.
And speaking of that, sorry to cut you off, but I would want to promote our podcasts that are going to be there. WFAN partnering up with Fanatics again. Evan will be doing a live episode of Rico Bronya from one of the main stages Saturday at noon. And BT will be doing a live episode of Unlikable from one of the main stages Sunday at noon as well. So we have podcasts as well. So sorry.
I love that. Yeah, no. And we love it. Look, one of the things that I saw that people like best about being at Fanatics Fest last year is like seeing... It's you're seeing all these athletes, celebrities, artists, people that you admire, you look up to, and they're like in the middle of the festival. Mm-hmm. And so I think we try to get people moving around a lot so that you see these things. So we were just talking about what we're doing with the Yankees, and you know I know we've got Jeter and A-Rod, and you know, kind of talking about all the history of the Yankees. And by the way, we had so many different great panels last year that people love, but we have so many baseball greats as well there, so much New York talent that's going to be there. And we try to bring people, look, we want the best stars in the world, and we want what makes, you know, look, this is based in New York. About 80% of the people that come are New York based. So we're going to have, you know, more than 100,000 people this year. So we want to make sure we keep people entertained, open to close each day. And, you know, we see one of the most amazing things, a lot of people buy 3-day passes. That's probably the most popular pass. It's not people coming for a day. It's people coming for 3 days.
There's a lot to see.
There's so much to see. Again, I'm like, I've lived in the sports business today, so it's hard for me to, you know, like take myself back to when I was a kid. But if you said to me at a, you know, 15-year-old kid to go in and see, like, your mind's blown. I mean, just even to be able to go do each of the different league activations, do the walkout for WWE, to do the punching competition for UFC, to do, you know, to get footballs thrown to you by an NFL player. I mean, there's just so many cool things to
do. That's what I was going to ask you. So you've been around.
And by Boomer as well.
Boomer will be there.
Maybe he kids, but maybe he doesn't care about
He'll
kids.
He'll actually be at the front door. He'll be the greeter, like when you go to Walmart.
Would he be a good greeter?
Yeah, I think it would be. Actually, that's something I could do.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, because you've been around all these guys and they've become your friends. Who out of all of these top level athletes, when you first met them, you were actually like, oh my goodness, I'm meeting this person that had that aura? Because very few people can come through. Like, there's the special of the special that I have that. I'll give you an example. When I lived in Pittsburgh, Mario Lemieux, and I'm not the biggest Penguins fan. I'm not even a Penguins fan. When Mario Lemieux came walking into a room and I got to shake his hand, I was like, oh my goodness, who was that guy for Michael Rubin?
You know, it's hard for me because I work in the sports business every day, and you're just, if I'm just being blunt, you become numb to it all. Like, people ask me, like, who are your sports teams now?
Yeah.
Like, this business, and I know, Boomer, you know exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's a business. And so, to me, you know, whatever team you played for was who you want to win for. And, you know, the second you didn't play for that team, you're like, who cares?
Moved on.
Right. Yeah. Correct. I'd have to take myself back to my early days. It was like, I used to own, you know, I started with ski shops when I was in my teens. I think it was when Julius Erving walked into my ski shop when I was 15.
So that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, there's Dr. J. I'm 15 years old. I mean, look, in modern day, who would you say, look, everyone knows I'm super close with Brady, but like, just, you know, having you know, grown up so close with Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft, and they've done so much to help me grow my business. And watching, like, you know, Tom Brady win so many, you know, Super Bowls, and then watch what he did. I mean, he's got to be one that stands out. Just, I tell you, you know, some of the guys who just in size are so big, you know.
Yeah.
Victor Wembanyama, the first time you go to meet him, it's just like, man, this guy is tall. Like, that dude is a big dude. Like, if Kevin Hart on my shoulders still small, Kevin on my shoulders was still smaller than Victor. Not joking.
And Michael Rubin in studio with us. Fanatics Fest coming up June 20th through the 22nd. Javits Center. It's going to be even bigger and better than last year. WFAN will be there broadcasting live as well. There's one name on here, though, I think you missed out on. That's Jordan Hudson. Jordan Hudson would have been a great person to have sitting up there. She would have been a draw. What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? We listen, anyone that's a good draw, we want. So we bring everyone together.
He's having a hard time with this one.
Good. No, of course. We'll move on from Jordan Hudson. But yes, she would have been, I mean, in a long line there with lots of questions, I'm sure. Lots of questions.
By the way, and we got a lot of people that bring lots of questions, too. I mean, there's always, it's funny. You realize when you bring together, I think we're going to have like 300 to 400 of the biggest athletes, celebrities, artists in the world. There's always drama.
Mm.
There's always BS. There's always, this person doesn't like that person.
Mm.
There's, you know, I got a phone call yesterday. Someone said, you got to get this person off the list. I'm like, oh, God.
Is it Phil Simms? Because we don't like him.
Yeah, I can't.
No, we're kidding.
By the way, did you go to any of the Knicks playoff games?
I did go to the Knicks playoff games. And it was, I found myself sitting on the Celtics bench on the floor and just not rooting, because I felt like I'm friends with a couple of guys on the Celtics, and I'm friends with a couple guys on the Knicks, and so I just wanted a good game. How's that?
You're that guy.
Here's the truth. The reality is, you start to root for what's the best outcome for business. Who are the people you're friends with? You know, I was actually unfortunate. I was at the terrible game when Jason Tatum, you know,
Achilles, yeah,
which was brutal. And I love Jason. I think he's such a great quality guy, and he was having such an incredible game. And all the people that talk, you know, like, he was stepping, he got to step up in the biggest moments, and sure, he was doing exactly that. So I was really bummed to see that. So I was there for that.
How about the Garden, though? The Garden was electric.
Knicks fans are incredible. They are absolutely, like, New York fans. Like, I used to always say that I thought, and look, Philly, look, I'm from Philly. Philly fans are really passionate fans. I used to always say the Chicago fans were actually, they had the best fandom of any market. Like, you look at, like, Cubs fans, Bears fans. I got to tell you something. New York fans are incredible.
Well, they are.
And by the way, I'll tell you, I knew it best when I was still involved in the ownership of the Sixers. We actually bought a bunch of tickets for, because the Knicks fans were doing such a good job invading.
Sixers, Knicks. Yeah, it was a playoff series.
The Knicks fans were doing such a good job invading the Sixers arena that we bought thousands of tickets to give to, different people who thought we'd enjoy the most from Philly to try to blocked the Knicks fans. And I know New York found the worst picture of me ever taken in my life. It was like, there was never where I was like, fat, chubby, bald. What, everything was wrong with this picture. They put me on the front page of the Post and just decimated me. I'm like, this is why I love New York. It's like, New York's the best.
I have to say, I was telling Gio this when I came in on Monday morning. I felt like when we lost finally to the Pacers that we officially became the most hated fan base in America. Like, I think the Eagle fan base had that for years. For some reason, everybody was so happy when the Knicks lost.
You know, it's funny. I see it through a different lens. I look at, like, strength and fandom. And so I posted, I was in, this past weekend, I was in Germany, in Munich, for the Champions League final. And I posted that, like, soccer, by the way, it's different over there. Like, I'll just tell you, like, the way they're, you know, singing their songs, going through the streets, taking over. I was like, U.S. fans got to step it up. And, like, 10 of my friends were, like, coming at me hard. They're like, have you not seen Knicks fans? Like, and I'm like, they may be right. Like, the Knicks fans are great. So the fandom in New York is amazing. You know, the fans are incredible. Like, I want fans, like, as a player, you tell me, you want fans that are going to stand up for you, that are going to make the loudest noise, that are going to go the hardest for you. Knicks fans are incredible. So it's why we try to do so much New York-based content at Fanatics Fest.
All right, so if you want general admission tickets or you want to get involved in the Fanatics games, you go to fanaticsfest.com. Is that correct, Michael?
Absolutely. Buy your tickets at fanaticsfest.com. Want to be in the games, Send us a great video showing us why you're going to win, why you've got more heart than Boomer, why you're not, why you're going to show up at Fanatics Fest, not big time us.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say to you, by the way, you guys,
I expect to see you there with all this hazing. Listen, but I think there should be what is it called when you get everyone together? One of these
interventions.
That's why I was thinking more. We're going to have like a protest, get everyone to say that they're not going to listen to you until you agree to show up at, for Fanatics.
And I was going
to
say something.
You should show
nice.
Up and do it live before it opens and like show everyone around, show everyone what's going on. Like,
I should be the host.
Yeah.
Like the New York host of Fanatics Fest.
Let's go.
Well, we'll think about it. We'll discuss it. By the way, good job on the hockey jerseys.
Thank you.
I know it was a little tenuous with the baseball jerseys the year before. We got that straightened out now.
Yeah.
It wasn't your fault. I know that.
Yeah. You know what, though? I got to tell you something. When you're, first of all, when you're an entrepreneur building a business, you know, things go wrong all the time. And the best thing you got to do is take ownership to them. And even though in the case of, and this is well understood at this point, in the case of the baseball jersey, we were doing as, you know, we were told to do. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Nike's a really innovative company. Mm-hmm. And they want to innovate the jersey. And just like it didn't work the way that everyone had hoped that it worked. We turned that into a real positive. Like, we were like, look, we had not defined our brand purpose as a company. And right when that happened, I said, you know what? Between the pressure we'd taken on the hockey jersey and the noise from the baseball jersey, we said, what's our brand purpose? Our brand purpose is to relentlessly enhance the fan experience in everything that we do. And so I think if you would have asked the question, was the baseball jersey relentlessly enhancing the fan experience? You might have said no, and then you wouldn't have done it. And so we actually rallied 22,000 employees around that. And so I'd say some of my darkest moments in my business career have turned into my best moments. And I think that was one. Like, that was the loudest noise I ever took in my life. People like, and the hockey jersey, people were worried. They're like, hey, Fanatics hasn't made an on-ice jersey before. And so what did we do? We took all the pressure from baseball. We took everything we learned. And we said, we're going to work with every player one by one. We're going to get all of their input. We're going to make sure that we nail this thing. And the hockey jersey went beautifully. Fans loved it. The players loved it. The teams loved it. The league loved it. The union loved it. Like, everyone that mattered loved it. But it's because we worked in partnership.
Yeah, you had everybody involved.
And we listened really well. Mm-hmm. And the lesson in that is to always stay humble and paranoid, because sometimes you can get big and you think you know and you don't know, okay? And so working so collaboratively with the players, you know, that's why the jersey did so well. And that's why we were able to go back to the old baseball jersey that we had designed and developed. And, you know, we convinced everyone around us this is the right thing to do. And so, but look, if you don't make mistakes in business, you're not trying hard enough, but you just got to take ownership of them. Like, we've screwed up so many things. Like, I'm just being honest with you. Like, we've screwed up so many things. The thing is, how do you rally back from that? You know, ask Tom Brady, you know, ask you, how many bad games did you have? You're like, I sucked. I played terrible. Then you go back and you have a great game. You learn from it. You grow from it. So we're thrilled. We're honored to be making the on-ice hockey jerseys. The reaction's been great after people were nervous about it. And by the way, I just saw some new innovations we have coming that are just incredible there. So, you know, to me, all these things, you use them to be better, you use them to grow from, you use them to learn from, and you stay humble and you stay paranoid. And if you don't, someone's going to take you out.
Michael, great having you in. Founder and CEO of Fanatics. Check out FanaticsFest.com for tickets and everything else. It's going to be even bigger and better than last year at the Javits Center, June 20th through the 22nd. Thank you.
Appreciate you having me. I'm excited for you to celebrate your 10-year anniversary at Fanatics Fest. I'm excited for Boomer to be a greeter. And you guys, we're killing it together. It's a big team sport.
Yes, perfect. It is, Michael. Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Went a little late with Michael Rubin, so let's get right to Jerry, who's got a sports update. What's going on, Jerry?
Well, good morning. We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The Mets beating the Dodgers. A couple of big home runs from Pete Alonso and RBI ground out from Juan Soto. 6-1 the final score last night. Soto also walked three times. Seemed to be a lot more like himself. Here was his manager, Carlos Mendoza.
He knows he's too good of a player and too good of a hitter, and at the end of the year, the numbers are going to be there, and we know that.
Understandably so, and he seemed like he was really into things. They had the bottle flip thing I heard you guys reference later in the game, and he was having a lot of fun with Tony Gonsolin, the Dodgers pitcher, in terms of competing against them last night. Then there's Griffin Canning. This guy was not a good pitcher the last couple of years with the Angels, as we know. Well, he has been fantastic with the Mets, coming off not a great start, but all season he's been good. 6 scoreless innings of 3-hit ball last night, 7 strikeouts. Here was Mendoza on his starter.
Better give him credit, man, because he's been open to the new ideas and in adjustments, whether, you know, the gripping the baseball and, you know, a lot of the things. And but he comes down to him going out there and executing and trusting the plan.
And it helps when you've got a lead, too. And Pete Alonso provided that, not only the first home run, but the second home run, a long shot to left. Here was Alonso. The Mets took the series opener, lost in tough fashion the night before, but they bounce right back.
You drop a game, lose a game here or whatever, like that, those add up at the end of the year. So regardless of who we're playing, they all add up, and every win, every loss has ramifications. September 28th.
Yeah, and the Phillies have, you know, hit a little bump here, and now the Mets have overtaken them. Game and a half lead atop the AL East. The Phillies lost to the Blue Jays 2-1. Series finale today with David Peterson facing Landon Knack on Mets Odyssey Radio at 4:10. As for the Yankees, Angel Martinez, Daniel Schneeman, and Kyle Manzardo doing them in.
1-0. Swung on, well hit. Right center field. Give it Chase Judge, and that is gone. Kyle Manzardo, his 11th home run, takes Cleveland to a 4-0 lead.
And that was the final score. Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. It's tough when you lose 4-0 to name a Thrivewell player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. But I'm going to go with Clark Schmidt, because after a rough first inning, he really settled in, gave his team a chance, though they did wind up losing the game. Here was Schmidt locating the fastball after the first.
Just another wrench to have in the armor. I think, you know, when you can kind of
mix up usages and get guys off certain pitches that they're obviously sitting on, I think that's, you know, when you find success.
So in a loss, Schmidt, the Yankees' thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrival, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit thrivalinfusion.com. Now we're talking baseball, and I don't know, sometimes when you say things and you read them, like, maybe true feelings come out, and you don't even mean to do it. I mean, this does happen from time to time. Hell, Chris Russo called Leon Rose Leon Hess. Maybe he was thinking about a failed organization, and Hess crossed into his mind instead of Rose, and he mocked him. So I do think it's phenomenal. You just had Mr. Rubin in, and we got the whole Fanatics Fest, and the fact that we are going to take these podcasts on the road is fantastic, and I'm glad you guys promoted it.
Evan will be doing a live episode of Rico Bronya from one of the main stages Saturday at noon, and BT will be doing a live episode of Unlikable from one of the main stages Sunday at noon as well.
Wow.
I thought it was unkillable.
Oh.
Unlikable, oops. Huh?
Yeah. I guess I read that wrong. It looks like a similar word. And BT will be doing a live episode of Unlikable.
wow.
That's a tough one there.
Unkillable!
That's right.
That's
and BT
is.
Will be doing a live episode of Unlikable.
Fuck you.
I mean, if you look at the words quickly, it's sort of the same thing, isn't it?
But I'm just wondering if you think he's unlikable or unkillable.
Not. Of course. And BT will be doing a live episode of Unlikable.
Yeah. Well,
I mean,
hey, you, kiss my head.
It's a mistake. I don't know what you want me to do. Oh, Hurley sent me the thing. I was trying to do him a solid. He's texting me during the interview. I'm trying to get it in. You know, what are you supposed to do?
Figure it out!
I mean, it's getting extra promotion now. Just look at it like that, PT.
Yes.
I'm
sorry,
very funny.
But unlikable.
Yeah, well. At least we keep things relatively calm around here. Now, I want to be very clear. The substance of this heated debate on Barstool Sports, very sensitive. So I'm going to be very clear about that. Dave Portnoy and Kirk Minahan, there's a lot going on, obviously. They were talking about freedom of speech, given what's gone on with the Jewish community of late. Dave had a guy, writer, say something anti-Semitic in his bar that he owns, and then something happened with one of his pizza reviews. But this really got crazy as they were going back and forth at one another.
Kirk, if you just want me to kick him out, not mention it, not care that this kid is anti-Semitic, shut up. If you just want me to ignore
it. Don't tell me to shut up.
Shut up, you bald f***.
Okay, go ahead.
How's that?
Oh, it's kill. I'll never recover from that, Dave. Go ahead, continue. I'll never recover.
Well, you're the one who, like, oh, big boss man, don't tell. I'll tell you, you work for me.
Okay, go ahead, continue.
You little bitch, you work for me.
Sure, you bet. For now,
oh, you
continue.
Don't? For now, quit. I don't care. $500,000.
Is this a show or not a show? Like, is this a show or not a show? Like, we can't have a conversation?
You're an idiot.
Yeah, this was uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it was. I mean,
you think it was genuine? Or you,
100%.
Yes, 100%. Matter.
That's exactly
Dave Portnoy, and rightfully so, is very passionate about this, and I back him 100%. I just knowing the both of them and knowing what.
No, this was real. 100% real. If you watch the video, you could see Dave Portnoy's face and his eyes. And then Ryan Whitney is also sitting there, who's the third
Ryan
member
Whitney,
of this podcast.
Ugh.
And there's just you could tell. I mean, this was as real as it gets. Yeah, I mean, in listening to a lot of it, I just think that when you start getting so riled up about something that means a lot to you, then like I think the essence of the conversation gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what these guys were saying was not getting interpreted the right way by either one of them.
They're hearing what they want to hear or don't want to hear.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate it got to that point. But, you know, Dave got to that riled up moment where he was going to use his power that he has as the CEO of the company. And then when you do that, that doesn't sound great, you know? And then if you're Kirk Minahan and people are thinking that you're defending people saying horrible things,
right,
that doesn't sound great. So this was a tough one. It was honestly just to see how fired up those guys were. It was like it made me like uncomfortable to watch it. So
it was a whole Barstool situation that happened down in Philadelphia at the bar. That's I don't know. I'm assuming
that's part of what they're talking about. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think there was another one about his pizza review. So it's been multiple times now, and he's had enough. Michelle Beadle it certainly looks like her and Cody Decker are out at SiriusXM being replaced by Stephen A. Smith. Here was Michelle doing her show after finding out that her time slot was being taken up soon?
Man, all I ask is to be treated with respect. Well, how many times do I say I give what I get, I get what I give? And so here we are. We're going to do our shows because we're contractually obligated to be here.
And so, yes, they were, and they did. Here was Cody. This is a big deal, apparently, around the company. And then she kind of takes her shot.
Announcements abound. I heard Shine. The big three are back. Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Big what?
Yeah, big three, the bad dog.
Oh, you mean, well, if you want 2 hours of Jamal Williams needs to show up for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Wait, who's Jamal Williams? That's right, a guy who doesn't exist. And by the way, I'll have lots of these fun types of nuggets for you for as long as we remain on the air.
Yeah, this is crazy. Yeah. Generally, when people aren't going to be there, they're fired or whatever reason, they don't get a show to do unless it's like a retirement thing and they get to say goodbye and they trust the person. But, I mean, this is getting good pub for their station,
sure.
But this is not the way things in radio used to go down.
And this is very real from her at the end.
It was a little embarrassing, I'm not going to lie. I've been in this business for 20-plus years. I've been treated poorly a couple times. This didn't feel good.
So, yeah. I can understand it.
Who do we blame for this? Spitz? See the guy that gets the-
Probably.
I don't know.
You got to be like, he's the guy running the place, right?
Yeah, I mean, Eric Spitz is, yeah, I mean, he's the head of, like, programming or whatever over there. So, I don't know. Is he the one who dropped the ball on this? Or what?
Not sure who you're blaming.
Get Eric Spitz on.
Or was it Mad Dog? Because it's Mad Dog Unleashed. Was it him?
You would certainly think Chris had a huge part in this, obviously. Tonight, Game 1 NBA Finals, OKC in Oklahoma City with the Thunder and the Pacers. The Suns did hire Jordan Ott. So if Johnny Bryant is the apple of the Knicks' eye, he is still available. He did not get the job in Phoenix. And we've heard the two local calls from overtime last night. How about your guy Kenny Albert on TNT?
There's McDavid. Out of track, score! Leon Draisaitl! The Oilers win game one!
In overtime, 4-3, that was Kenny on TNT as the Oilers beat the Panthers to take the 1-0 series lead as they came back from 3-1 down. I know we're short on time, but can I play this? Do I have 30 seconds still?
Yes, please.
So this was Paul Bissonnette with Wayne Gretzky. Really nothing to do with the game other than the fact that they were talking about the Chapel Roan song, Pink Pony Club.
Oh, great song.
And I know the song. I don't necessarily understand what it's all about, but whatever. Poor Wayne is lost. So it was about 30 seconds here.
One of the fans had Dreisaitl's head superimposed on the Pink Pony Club. I don't know how the song came to be. It's kind of like Jobu, where it's maybe...
Oh, is that right?
Kind of a secret inside the locker room. Yeah. I don't know how the whole thing sparked and began, but they seem to be rallying around it and enjoying it.
But no one's giving details.
Nobody yet. That's why I was trying to ask a few questions about it.
Pink Pony, is that a band or is that a song?
It's a woman. She sings a song, Pink Pony Club, and it's famous. It's on the radio.
Canadian? American?
I think it's an American girl, but all of a sudden it popped off. I believe she won a few Grammys, and now
these poor guys.
But I totally get where Gretzky's coming from. Yeah, I totally understand it.
Yeah. Didn't quite get it.
I love he's a Canadian.
Doesn't matter. So there you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Tibbs gone. Who the next guy is? The Mets playing really well. Oh, that's out there at 888-808-1019. So the thing that the guys ended the warm-up show with is interesting. It sounds like the automatic ball strike challenge thing is going to happen, and it's going to happen next year, as soon as next year in Major League Baseball. Each team will have two per game. Ball strike challenges, two per game.
By the way, it's not perfect. It's off a little bit. And, you know, I did a sports minute on it, I think I want to say about 2 weeks ago. This, and that there were some things that they had to still work out. I don't know if they've gotten it worked out, but I guess if Major League Baseball is talking about using it, then they must feel pretty confident about its, you know, how specific it can be. But it was off just a little bit, and I think we're still going to have arguments. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, anytime that you have these challenges that are slowing down games when you don't need to, it's nuts to me. Now, you want to tell me that in very important baseball games that these balls and strikes could determine the outcomes? Well, sure, they could. But, I mean, the way that the challenge system has ruined the end of NBA games, when you're challenging fouls and you got referees staring at a television for 6 minutes in crunch time of critical playoff games, I don't want this. I don't want any more. I don't want any more replay. I don't want any more challenges. Yes, there's a couple of really egregious ones, but now we're going to sit there and, by the way, this is going to be used every single game. Every team will use both of those challenges every single game. And then, you know what you're also going to get is every bat, just like you've got every NBA player, anytime that they're fouled or they commit a foul, they're doing the finger up in the air thing, like, take a look, take a look, take a look. You think every batter's going to be tapping their helmet going,
take a look. You know what's amazing about all of this, though? It's going to be, you know, when do you use it? And, you know, how do you use it? And obviously, you know, if it's the bottom of the first inning and it's a 3-2 count and the bases are loaded, you're going to use it right then. You're not going to use it, like, if you're leading off the game and it's, you know, strike three. And
we hope not.
Yeah, but
we could also talk about how baseball games can be won in any inning.
True.
You know, where basketball games, everything happens in the fourth quarter. So, like, these games, it'll be like, oh, this is a critical time to use it. You know, bases were loaded in the first inning, and that call could have gotten us out of it. Could have been the thing that won or lost the game. Every one of it, every time, it'd be both teams using both those challenges. Why not? They did a great job of speeding up the game the last couple of years. Why don't we just put the brakes on it now?
And stupid. If they can learn anything from the NBA, these late game challenges and stoppages and replays and, you know, is it a real foul? Is it not?
Got to stop with the reviewing fouls thing. I mean, that to me is, it's crazy. I mean, it's just as crazy as them in the NFL reviewing pass interference calls that one year. You know, they came to their senses and got rid of it. It was just because of what word am I looking for? That play,
down
the egregiousness of the missed call.
down between the Saints and the Rams.
Right. So then they ended up going for a year. The competition committee passes it, and they go, we're going to do a pass interference replay for a year. It's just horrible. It's everything's slow.
Yeah, I will say the way that the NFL does the expedited replay where they get it right, and you may not even know they're doing it.
Mm.
And then the referee will come on his microphone and say, expedited replay shows that the ball should be placed here. I mean, I like that. I mean, because it's not really stopping the game, and the people in New York are making the call. It's not the guys on the field making the call. It's not like having a ref going over to a monitor and looking at it.
Yeah, right.
I do like that. And that they hit us with that, I want to say, about 3 or 4 years ago in the playoffs without really telling us. And then all of a sudden, it became now part of the game, which it seems like they've got that thing. They've got that figured out, at least, because it does not impede the momentum of the game.
Let's go to Matt in Bedford. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, gee, I got a little scuttlebutt for you on why Boomer's not appearing at Fanatics Fest.
Oh, yeah? Why's that?
I heard he demanded $800 cash. Ruben told him to take a hike.
That's exactly right.
Very funny, man. For people that missed the story earlier, we're talking about Jeff Garlin, the comedian, Curb Your Enthusiasm actor that walked away from a gig at a country club because he demanded $800 cash and they handed him a check instead of cash and he left.
Which is kind of funny in its own right.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I mean, Phil Simms going to this thing.
They have like a Giants reunion or something?
I don't know. I think I don't have the packet anymore, but he's part of, I don't have the packet anymore.
Oh, you don't?
I know exactly where his name was.
His name was right here.
Yeah, Phil Simms. So what is it?
I always see his name, Phil Simms.
No, but it's on a panel thing.
Yeah, local names. Well, that's local names.
No, but I'm saying on the other page is
on a panel.
All
right, just calm down.
Just if you game the thing, I could do it quickly. You're squinting like you've never, like you're looking into the sun, for God's sakes. All right. Kevin Costner, that's not the one. No, it's not the New York stand-up one either. I guess maybe he's not on a panel. He's not on a panel. He's just there. You can find him calling for foxes somewhere in the parking lot.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! But he's not on a panel.
Are you sure he's not on the panel?
Positive. He's not on a panel that they're promoting, at least. He might be on a panel that they're not interested in promoting. But
I do it.
He's
on a panel of former athletes who now do animal calls.
Here's Frank Winters, former Packers center, who will do his turkey call now.
Oh, your buddy Keegan-Michael Key is going to be there.
Your buddy, too.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be with CeeDee Lamb, Davante Adams, and Tyreek Hill.
I know. It's like superstar wide receivers. I was disappointed no Justin Jefferson in that mix.
On stage, no filters, man. Oof.
With Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill, yeah. I know CeeDee Lamb seems to be a pretty cool guy, and Davante Adams is professional as they come.
Yeah. I mean, no filter Tyreek Hill is, there's a headline coming out of that.
By the way, I cannot wait to see Davante Adams with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
That's going to be really, I think that's going to be like a really, really great matchup.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.